Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first that he was going through the grain fields. His disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day?" Jesus, answering them, said, "Haven't you read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered into the house of God, and took and ate the showbread, and gave also to those who were with him, which is not lawful to eat except for the priest alone?" He said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." It also happened on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. There was a man there, and his right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man who had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand in the middle." He arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, "I will ask you something. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?" He looked around at them all and said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did, and his hand was restored as sound as the other. But they were filled with rage, and talked with one another about what they might do to Jesus. It happened in these days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. When it was day, he called his disciples, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, Andrew his brother, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. He came down with them and stood on a level place, with a crowd of his disciples and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were troubled by unclean spirits, and they were being healed. All the multitude sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. He lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from them, and reproach you, and throw out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for their fathers did the same thing to the prophets.